We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Trent England is the director of Save Our States, and it's an important conversation to have right now because Democrats who control the state capitol seem intent on turning over Virginia's electoral votes to whoever the big states choose every 4 years. Trent, it sounds like a very bad idea to me, and for somebody who's proud to be a Virginian and wants our own independence, I'm not on board with letting California and New York and Florida decide with their maybe shady system. You know, who we give our votes to.
That's exactly right. This national popular vote legislation, you know, people forget that there are 10 million people in just one county in California, Los Angeles County. I actually lived there for just a little while. I mean, that's more people than live in the entire Commonwealth of Virginia, mm-hmm. in just one California county. So this idea that's in House Bill 177 to give away Virginia's electoral votes, you know, in order to really fundamentally change presidential elections is, you know, it threatens to silence a lot of our states and render a lot of the country just irrelevant in presidential politics.
I was having kind of an ugly conversation with someone on Facebook the other day. I try not to get personal with people, but they were getting personal with me. And they basically said I'm a liar, that that people do not cheat in elections in the United States. There's no evidence of that. And, of course, I immediately sent them local headlines about, you know, registrations that have been, you know, false here in Virginia, individuals who've been dragged before the court because they've been trying to register dead people to vote. And even that didn't shut them up. I mean, who's right here?
Well, I've worked on election security policies for a long time, and there certainly is fraud in elections. It's human nature, right? I mean, people have a lot at stake. People want to win, and some people are willing to cheat. You know, it's a kind of white collar crime, which is different from other crimes. You know, if somebody goes and mugs somebody or kills somebody, there's a victim there that you can see that everybody knows about. With white-collar crimes, whether it's embezzlement or vote fraud, the crime hinges on people not discovering it. And so, you know, we can't just say, well, you know, we don't see any vote fraud right now, so there must not be any vote fraud right now. That's not the right way to think about any kind of white-collar crime. And
there's a reason we joke about the dead people voting in Chicago, ha ha ha, and that's how John Kennedy got elected. I mean, that didn't come out of nowhere.
Well, that's right. I mean, you go back in American history, and there are lots of examples of really significant vote fraud. Mm-hmm. But even, you know, Washington State, 2004, really when I started working on all this, the Democrats were behind in the governor's race on election night, significantly behind, more than 10,000 votes behind, and lo and behold, they started discovering votes after Election Day in Seattle. And, you know, and Seattle is a one-party town. Well, Seattle is basically a one-party town or a two-party town if you count the socialists, right? It's Democrats and socialists in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And you know, nobody, even public opinion polls after that election showed that even Democrats believed that Democrats had stolen the election in Washington State. And, you know, the Electoral College, at least when it comes to presidential elections, contains vote fraud or disputes, distrust within individual states, which makes sense because states run elections. If all of a sudden you have a national popular vote, you're absolutely right. Fraud in Chicago or just suspicions about what's going on in Chicago or in Houston or anywhere are going to drive a lot more distrust at the very least. and, you know, potentially allow vote fraud to swamp the whole system, which it can't do right now.
Yeah. After 3 years of everybody accusing President Trump and his team of cheating an election, it seems a little disingenuous to blur the lines or erase the lines, which provides some sanctity of the ballot box state by state. That seems like a disingenuous thing to do right now. Let's say this passes here in Virginia and we join the popular vote compact. Is there a way to fight that in time for this November election, or are we stuck?
Well, the way it works, it has a trigger. So all these states, there are 15 states right now, Virginia would become the 16th plus Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. that have passed this, but it has a trigger. It only takes effect if they get enough states that they control 270 electoral votes. That is unlikely to happen before this November, mm-hmm. But could easily happen and hijack the presidential election process before 2024. So it probably would not change anything this year. Right now they have 196 electoral votes. Obviously, Virginia puts them north of 200, but still short of 270.
Right. Which is the magic number if people follow the Electoral College for you to be elected president. You have to hit 270.
That's right. And you know, the problem that we have, we fight this at Save Our States, we fight this all around the country in state legislatures. The problem that we have is nobody can sue until they get to that 270. So we're trying to keep them from ever getting there and putting this plan in place. But, you know, people say, well, can't you take this to court and maybe get the courts to strike it down? And the problem is the way that they have designed this, very, very savvy, and nobody can take them to court at this point.
Until something bad happens.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Trent England is the director of Save Our States. I really appreciate you joining us this morning. We will talk to you again as we get closer and closer to Election Day. Hopefully they don't hit that 270, but I appreciate you sounding the warning alarm.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.